Well, now this is exciting. Chris Dem just told us that he has a Mount Rushmore factoid for us.
On this day, 1941, the monument was completed.
By?
Borglum. R.I.P. Well, he didn't do much of the carving. Not as much as George Carver, but...
Right.
Yeah.
He just mocked it up.
Yeah, mocked it up.
So now, before we get into your Friday wrap-up, B.B. Mm-hmm. Shea, you said that you spent the night here after working last night and expecting a call from Biggie, which we all did.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 50-50.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Did you leave a note on the door telling people not to set the alarm? Because this is a motion detector building.
Yeah, it is. So our man up in sales, Ricky, he was the last person here with me. And I told him, I'm like, I'm just going to stay here.
Okay.
And he said, okay, I won't set the alarm.
What about the cleaning crew?
I don't know about that. Maybe he might have texted him. Ricky did. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I was kind of worried about that. But
did you wake up with a feather duster in your face?
I did, yeah. Do you mind moving real quick?
This new furniture here? This is odd. Well, listen, the guy's in
this
here.
This futon's extra lumpy.
Talk about doing great work. He stinks to high heaven.
He's deadhead.
Disheveled bedhead.
Horrible.
That was my favorite exchange between Chris Dem and B.B. Shea. When B.B. Shea came in, Chris Dem's like, have you showered? Like, where? When?
There's a shower in the building.
Have you at Old least washed your armpits? No, he hasn't done any of that.
You didn't bring in a deodorant to a roll-on?
It was a game-time decision to stay here last night. I did not prepare.
You didn't do pits, tits, naughty bits?
Nothing like that. No.
Nothing.
No cold water in the face?
No. You can tell that.
He slumped. Nah. You slumped in here today.
I got to wake up and rap.
Yeah.
He's puffy and slumped.
All right. The puffy M&M takes on the rap here today. This is everything you missed in the whole week in rap form.
All right.
Love it.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
So welcome everybody to the Rappin' Spooktacular. This week, 6-7, not in the vernacular. Last week, trunk or treat, place went dessert. The same thing that Kelly said was never going to work. He said that it would fail and it wasn't a quiet joke. Now he's a grown man and he's dressed as Diet Coke. We had to change the date because the rain was gonna fall. That was Biggie's idea. Man, great call. Apart from that, the whole week has kind of been spooky. Along with Biggie's reviews of Halloween movies. Things were going great and the whole show was joking. All of a sudden, Biggie's computer started smoking. Biggie could have been on fire like Bruce and not have put a clip in that Kelly wouldn't use. Dem said he didn't know what to do like Scooby. He saw the smoke and thought Kelly sparked up a doobie. They were all panicked, just to tell you the truth. The good news is, Drew, he got a new tooth. Now Kelly's trying hard to bond with his daughter by watching scary flicks filled with gore, guts, and slaughter. Kelly got scared when he sat and watched Sinister. He let the devil in, so they had to call the minister. He awoke the zombies, a blood-hungry mob, by telling everybody that I stole Dave's job. He stuck his dog into a festival because he's white. That guy on Facebook, he might be right. Yeah, Kelly tried to kill Biggie. He shows no respect, but like Arby's steak nuggets, what do you expect? They just announced the greatest of the horror movie villains, the ones that are known for doing the best killings. Kelly said the whole list was so obscene. I think Kelly will be number one next Halloween.
Extra good.
Extra very good. Good.
Thank you.
Drew's spooky tooth was the worst. Couldn't fix it.
I shouldn't be here. You're not driving, are you?
Did you see that about on the heels of the Hurricane Melissa? Which two people drowned in New York in their basements?
No.
Manhattan and Brooklyn.
I did not
see that. New York.
Wow, yeah, I didn't know that.
The video from like the subways in New York is crazy. Water, I mean, looks like a movie pouring in.
Yeah, when they flood, it is surreal.
Wow. The rain was just torrential, you know, where that hurricane went through. That was a Category 5 at one point. Now, that was an enormous storm.
Yeah, I think when it slammed into, what, Jamaica?
Mm-hmm.
The first island.
Oh, the...
And then Cuba, and then the Bahamas got it, and then I guess Bermuda.
I did not know that about New York. I didn't realize.
I just read that this morning.
That's stunning. And some more houses fell into the ocean on the Outer Banks of North Carolina.
Yeah.
That's more. I mean, that's like every time one comes close now. That's
terrible. You know, it's easy to see if you're on social media to say, well, why do you build your houses on the ocean? But I think 25, 30 years ago, they weren't.
Weren't there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's the island, thing. That part of the Outer Banks just shifts so much.
Do you think they worried about it at that time? Like it could be one of these days? I would worry anywhere close to the coast right now.
That's such a narrow strip of land.
That's right. The Outer Banks is.
You know, it's like pubic hair in the 90s.
Exactly. So great.
Just a tiny strip.
So great.
That's good. They called it the landing strip. BB Shea, you might not be familiar with that.
You don't know about this. My time. You don't know. In the 90s, there was a little landing strip. Mm-hmm. Now you're bald or full.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there's no in between.
No.
Hairless from the eyebrows
that's
down.
Right, yeah. In the 70s, you were full. Full. You know, yeah. In the 80s. The 90s, just that little landing strip.
I can see either of you making the joke to we're clear for landing.
I remember hearing...
Coming in on runway 3, hot and heavy. You are clear for landing.
I overheard a couple of women at the pool. This was the summer of 1983. And a couple of women were at the pool, and they were talking about one of the other women there, and she had on a rather slim... bathing suit bottom. And the one turned to the other and said, I think she shaves.
Yeah.
This is 1983. I mean, it was scandalous.
That's early. That's real early for that. That's right.
Well, I mean, you know, just to get the bikini on, the bikini wag line.
Oh, yeah. That's, I remember seeing, like, you know, women in the 80s, you could tell they didn't shave.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay.
Was it an afro under that do-rag?
Yeah. That was something.
A lot of bush.
That was something.
Yeah. Like the presidency for a while.
Yeah.
Lots of bush.
A lot of bush. Yeah. Clinton came along. We went landing strip. He liked it.